Person takes the bad from the good. So that's not considered a shinoi, which would be downgraded from a deraisa to a derabanan. Doing it with one hand sounds like something a little bit difficult. That's not enough of a shinoi to downgrade it. It's going to be chayiv. Now, is that the Ramah over here? So you might think that if it's harder to take the oichel from the psoilus, so the normal derech when you want to use it is to take the psoilus from the oichel. That being so, maybe that should make it that it's not considered berer. So that's how derech achila would be. Am I making sense? Like we spoke about the idea that if it's derech achila, it's mutter. So if I have a gigantic amount of oichel and a little bit of psoilus, so even when I'm ready to eat it, I want to make it usable to eat, I would take out the psoilus. So it's called derech oichel. No. Even though it's la'alter, you can't take the psoilus. That does not make a mutter. Yud Zayin, Sivkot Yud Zayin, Yud Achas. After the Kamon, Besiv Zayin Isa. So the Nepeach, Yud Achas Mutter, there's something called being Menapeach. Menapeach was that you would, as you're breaking off the shells from the pods, the peas from the pods, etc. Now you have the pods left, etc. So you've broken them off, you want to use them. So using your hand to separate it out. So exactly what the process of the puach work, exactly how it works, I don't understand. You know, get the tzias, like throw it up in one hand, and it's like, you know, tell me along those lines. Literally, nipuach means to blow, but over here it wasn't blowing. It wasn't blowing; it was using the hand. Is mutter, biyarachas is mutter. Hasam lav derech breira hu b'zeh. That wasn't the normal way to do breira, and therefore it became mutter. Mashegem b'stam breira lo mikri shum shina al yedei mashe ber biyarachas. But regular breira, one hand, two hands will not make a difference. Some people do not have the word achas in the Shulchan Aruch. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is even though you're doing it by hands, because by hand is a heter for breiras, but by hand as opposed to kli is a heter. But since you're taking the bad from the good, it's going to be chayv. The baruchel b'toch pselus mekelina b'zeh hechash hakamon also lechol alter hachach chayv. Even though you're doing it by hand. See, if you had been taking oichel from psoilus, it would be mutter. But now you're taking psoilus from oichel, it's chayiv. That's how they have the gersa.
Wait, I'm not clear on that.
You know, if you look at the flow of the Shulchan Aruch, go back a second. So the first siv said, if you take oichel from psoilus,
right,
and you take it with benapa with kvora the sky.
Yeah.
So the main point over there was, I don't care what you're doing it. You're doing it for immediate use, for later. You're doing good from bad from good. I don't care if you're doing it with a clear chayv. That
right.
Was sif
klibar.
Sif beis was that if you do it lahanicha for later on.
Uh-huh.
I don't care whether you're doing it with a clear or not a kli, whether you're doing it for good from bad or bad from good. If you're doing it for later on. It's chayiv.
Yeah.
Okay. Sif Gimel really went off to discuss a side issue of two minor oichel which are more
right.
And now Sif Dalet is going to the third possible scenario according to this. You took the bad from the good.
Right.
So Sif Aleph spoke about the fact that you use a kli. Sif Bey spoke about the fact that you did it for later on.
Right.
And Sif Dalet spoke about the fact that you took bad from good. Any one of those three creates a chayiv.
Good.
So that's what this girsa that they have. They take out the word achas. So the point over here is, even though you're doing it by hand, and you're doing it maybe for immediate use, but since it's psoilus from oichel, it's chayiv.
Right. Okay. So the variable of the way that it would be usur, a way of doing it in an isur fashion, it's giving another option for that, basically.
Right.
Fine.
So that's according to the pshat.
Okay. Without the. Okay.
The word, right. Or without the word achas.
Yeah.
Now, even if there's more oichel than psoilus. And there's more tircha taking the oichel from the psoilus. Now, Mishnah Berurah says, what's the chiddush over here in this room? Ritzalim. The biyamtiv b'chei gavn tzarach liver hapselis. Berurah is mutar on yamtiv, in quotation marks. Okay, it means that some elements of berurah are mutar on yamtiv, not all of them. But over there by yamtiv, because berurah is mutar, we say the rule is, you do the easier one of the two. So if there's more oichel and less psalus, it's easier to take the psalus out, you take the psalus out. Vice versa, you do vice versa. That's over there by yamtiv. And the lach is tzarech liver hapsalus, you mechuyev to take the psalus. K'mashal on the shani hasa, the mishum simchus yamtiv, hu kelemayit b'tircha. So it's mutter. Now you have a choice, you say, Chazal said, do it the way, which is less tircha. That is over there. That's the Gabi Yomtiv, where there's a Heter Breyer, but on Shabbos, that's not going to change the halacha.
So, but the Stam Borer is Mutter on Yomtiv, or a case where it's easier to take out the Pesolos from the Oichel, therefore that would be Mutter because it's Simchas Yomtiv?
The reason why I said Borer is Mutter on Yomtiv, quotation marks, is because Borer, which is for the purpose of achila, for use some. Stop. Burr is can be done in two different levels. There's the burr where you're sitting there by the oitzer, you know, the person's there is just like, he's not in the achila process at all, and he's doing burr there by the garden, getting ready to put into the storage.
Right.
Okay. That burr is not mutter yamtiv. Even if you're going to try to use it right away, but if it's done in an oifen which would be normally done at that stage of usage, that you can't do. The bur which takes place in your kitchen, so as long as you want to do it for some time during the day of yomtiv, is mutter. And once it's mutter, so Chazal said that it's mutter, adarabah, we'd rather have you do it in a way which is less tircha, no matter, even though that would be more halachically burr, but it's mutter, so there's no reason to
strain noodles or something. With a strainer?
With a kli is a machlokes, depends, you know, whether what type of kalim it is. I don't recall how we passed on that, but what to do with a kli.
So, just to get this point clear then, so say, before, I mean, when we're dealing with borer on Shabbos, we have the aspect that it needs to be for a chila altar, which means, can mean as far back as preparing for the Suda, and we discussed the timeline for that. Fine. So then, Borer for a Yom Tov, then, would we be able to say that there is room for a Heter here, then, to do this on Yom Tov as well, then, if you're preparing for a Suda, if it makes things easier, so your wife can come greet you at your shul?
Yeah.
Then that would be...
Right, you could do Borer Yom Tov morning for Yom Tov afternoon. Uh-huh. Hey. Haborer termusin mitach pselah shelahen ischayev. Okay, so termusim was a type of a vegetable, type of a, which it came, it was not very, it wasn't edible, and you'd have to cook it a tremendous amount, and after you would cook it a tremendous amount, it would become edible, it would be sweet or tasty, whatever it is. So you take the termusim, which is the good, out of the psalus, so the heart that's good from bad. So what's the problem? No, it's chayv. Now why in the world is he chayv? Ibnay, shapsalus shalahem, because the psalus part, which means that you start off with the whole thing and has the shell, is going to be the psalus. Mamtekis oisam kishayishlaku oisam imahem. There's a kabar psalus mitach oichel mechayv. If you take the psalus off, or you take the shell off, and you cook it, it doesn't taste good. It only tastes good because of the shell. So the shell functions as something which is, even though it's not going to be edible, it's going to be something which is desirable. So it functions like an oichel. So you can't say, well, I took the good from the bad, well, I also took the bad from the good at that same point in time. So it doesn't have the mild of good from bad that it's going to be mutter. Making sense?
Once it's cooked,
So over here, I'm holding before it's cooked.
Before it's cooked.
And I'm saying, well, I'm going to take this from this. I took the desirable from the undesirable. That's not really true, because you need to cook it with this. And you're going to put this, be putting this back in. So you've also taken, this is the desirable, and this is not usable without it. So this is undesirable.
But once it's cooked, that shell is considered psoas then,
right,
at that point.
Right. Your test, mantekas or some. We validate that hatumrus marmoid b'choshem kipsarlus. So the tumrus starts out having a lacha like pesarlus because it's not edible right now, as is. But pesarlus and a markokach, the shell or whatever it is, it's not so bitter. Okay, the choshem hatumrus kipsarlus mitaychoichol. So it comes out to the tumrus, which is what you're going to end up eating at this point in time, is more the pesarlus than the pesarlus. It's a bit backwards. It's interesting. Halachic phenomena. For us, it's trivial because we have to do what a termus is, you know. Where's a case where the psalus is really the oichel, the oichel is really the psalus, you know? Oh, the answer is termus.
Well, you could almost, I mean, sunflower seeds in a certain respect.
Like corn on the cob.
People eat sunflower seeds and like they want the salt on the sunflower seeds. And therefore, if you were to take off the salt.
But you wouldn't say that the seeds become the psalus. Over here, the chiddush is I'm taking the oich, which I'm going to end up eating, out of the shell, which I'm not going to eat, and I'm called being barer pselus oich. Because right now the edible part is actually bitter and inedible, and the turmis part, the shell part, which you're not going to eat, is more edible than the other part at this point, stage of the game.
But I don't understand. But and you have to cook this thing. Like, why are we even coming onto this at all? Like, meaning, if we're talking about Bora, we're obviously talking about it's on Shabbos. And if it's something that you have to cook, then...
Again, I let's say I'm going to find a way to, you know, we'll cook it in a cliche. I don't know, we'll find a way to... I don't know, that's a good question, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Sivvav really goes off into a side issue, because it's a parallel issue together with the burr, with burr. It's really, but for now, this purpose of the malacha tradition on Sivav is not burr. We will come back to the malacha burr. I'm not sure exactly why the order of the Shulchan Aruch is such that this is like the flow of the sifim. Okay, there's a malacha of mefarik. Now, mefarik is, in other words, is it called of dash, or it is dash? Dash is in the process of harvesting your grain. So you harvest the grain, and now you have the kernels of wheat attached to the stalk. You need to break them apart. You need to break off the kernels of wheat from the stalk. That's accomplished through the threshing. You can do it with a stick, you can do it with the animal stepping on it, you can do it with jumping up and down, and I don't care how you do it, but that's the malacha of dosh. So any time you're breaking something off from that which it grows on, the edible part from that which is not going to be edible, not going to be used. So if I have peas in the pod, I'm taking my peas out of the pod. So if I want to eat the peas and not the pod, as opposed to like your snap peas where you're eating the pod also, but if I have a pod which is not going to be eaten, And I pop the peas out of the pot, I'm doing the bracha of dosh. I mean, mefarik. I'm breaking off the peas which are attached right now to the pot. They're in the pot, and I'm popping them out. So I'm taking the good from the bad. You know, I pop it open, and I pull them out. So I'm a good boy. By hand, immediate use. Good from the bad, and it's still awesome, because it's mefarik. It's the bracha of mefarik, because I'm breaking it off.
Because you open the pea pot?
Well, see, I have one limitation here. I don't know exactly. My knowledge of actual vegetables physically is limited. No one will have to help you with that. But again, if you have the snap peas or something like that, which the whole pot is edible, is one thing. If you have a pot which is not edible,
edamame, fine.
What?
Edamame.
English.
It's the stuff Adam Garfunkel.
That is the name.
It's the same as a pea. Snap pea, but you can't eat the outside.
You don't eat the outside.
But it comes in the pod.
It comes in the pod.
Yeah.
You can't eat the outside. It's furry and...
Okay, so what do you do with it? You pop it open?
Pop it open and you eat the seed.
Right. So if it's sitting inside of like a nut, which is not attached, so that's not mefarik. If it's attached, I have to break it off, like pulling it out, etc. So that's the malacha of mefarik.
What about a nut that is attached? Like a, I don't know, they have those...
A walnut's
attached, right? You have to like mamish.
Walnuts are not attached.
They're attached. I mean, they might be sitting tightly in there, but there's not.
They're so curved around it, but you can pull it apart and pull it out.
I mean, there was your paradigm is your wheat, right? Wheat growing, it's attached to the stalk,
right?
So that's the melacha mefarik. There is the process of supposed to, you know. I said, what am I doing? I'm separating. In English, you know, you'd ask him, what is he doing? Well, he's separating the kernels from the stalk. Well, that sounds like burr to me. The difference between mefarik and burr is they're both separating. The answer is one, they were attached, and what you're saying they were separating, you mean you're severing a connection.
Pomegranate seed, then, is the same. It's like taking out, you know, the fruit of a pomegranate.
We will talk about that.
In the lychees?
What?
You're peeling off the... You're peeling off the outside. You eat the... Then you eat the pulp, and there's a pit in the middle.
I thought there was like a stem that you had to kind of break. Okay.
Now,
it's not a problem peeling oranges, right?
No. The problem with the problem with peeling oranges is there is a burr issue with peeling oranges, because you're taking the bad from the good.
Right.
But it's considered a prostate burr, and the Mishnah Berurah actually grapples with why is it considered mafari. Why are we calling it burr? Why are we calling it mafari? That's a bir halacha. At the end of Shin Chafal, if I recall correctly.
But don't we pass in derech achila by an orange?
So the heter is derech achila.
Oh, it sounds like Rabbi saying mefarik isn't with their derech achila.
No, because once you tell me the problem is borer, so it is a problem of borer, which means it's only much for me to use.
Right.
So I want to peel an orange.
That would go for...
But I'm not understanding the chiluk between burr and mefarik, I guess.
I hear that.
So that is...
Get extra points for something, Rabbi.
You do. We'll deposit in your credit card account.
Great.
Star what?
Just turn it to you by the end of the night.
Yeah. Right. So that doesn't work for... You're just saying it doesn't work for these pods?
Right, because it's not a sort of burr in that case.
But why isn't it burr to... Wait one second. We were saying before on the edamame, why isn't that...
Because if you are careful and you open it up, you'll see that there's a little
line that connects it, yeah.
Like a vein. It connects the pod to the pea in the pod.
Right.
So breaking that is mefarik. If there is nothing there, there's no connection,
right.
Then it's borer, and you're doing it there achilo.
Okay, so I'm skimming through the Spir Halacha then the Shen Chavalov, which he grapples with this, he touches on this point, but I'm not seeing where the answer is. So quickly.
Probably didn't have too many oranges in Europe.
But that, you know.
That's true. They have plenty of oranges in Spain. They're strong.
Right. The real local leek life. He wants... The word for oranges was merensin. Pomerensin or merensin. Anyway, I have to look at it to go through it again. Okay, now. So, Zakti Shulchan Aruch and Vav. So, in Merla Melilis, Ela Merla Bashini Ma'at Barashi Yitzpah Yisuf. So, when I take the... I take, if I have a small piece of stalk with the grain still attached to it, and I went, so I'm not there by the not by my threshing house, and I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna rub it in my hand. I would rub it around, and that would break off. By rubbing it around, it would break off the kernels from the stalk. So I can't do that's called being merlo malilois. So you cannot do that. The Mishmur says it's near a kadosh. It's only drabonon. Now the reason why it's only drabonon is we'll see over here in the Shaarat Zion that's not so poshut. Okay, the chazit should be the rice, or why isn't it the rice? So you can't do malilus, but chazal were matter b'shinoy ma'at b'rashi etzba isa. You're allowed to do it with a shinui ma'at, which means that you do a brush etzva oisav, as opposed to doing it by, with your hands, rubbing it with your hands, without doing it. If you do it with the tina of the fingers, that's much more a tirch, obviously, that's not normal way of doing it. And you do a small amount, A, it's a small amount, and B, it is brush etzva oisav, they were matur. You're doing mefarik. It's done with a shinui. For the purpose of eating it right away. So shari chazal were matter that. Because normally that like any time, just a straight shinui that usually doesn't take it from chiyuv to heter. It takes it from chiyuv to ptur, not to heter. The more it talks about the shini b'mat b'rashi etzboisov, that the more is referring to something else. You'll see what that is in the Mishnah Berurah. B'lochein, zokt the Ramah. So once I'm telling you that it's only mutter with this shinui, so therefore, also the farik ha'goizim, you can't break the nuts, luzim, Agoizim luzim, which is a type of a nut. Agoizim gedolim itach klipas and hayiruka. So type of hacher machz yochel ochlin kach below peruk. So now the way I understand what this is referring to, apparently, when we get the nuts or some nuts that we get them in their shell, that's not the only shell which comes on the nut. When they grow on the tree, there's actually an outer shell which an outer shell besides that. It's called klipa hayoruk. Outer green shell. So that process of breaking it off from that outer green shell, the Ramah is telling me that it's also to do. And Pashas, the issue over there is the issue of the promise of Mepharic or some the rice or the abundance of the Mepharic. So you should not do that. We'll see in Mishnah Berurah what that means. Mishnah Berurah, Chaf. Hey Merlin, Melila who? Shemala Shibalam Kedele Farik Hadogan Mitaychon. You're rubbing them to break off the kernels of grain from the stalk. Shibalam of the stalks. Vaser Meneshim Nira Kedosh. It's also because it looks like Dosh. Take a look at the Shaarat Zion. What's this look like Dosh thing? Rashi Beit Daf Yebeis and Beis Dibur Maschel Merlin. The Sfira Lush the Hurak Mir Rabban. It's all under Rabban. Umistaber the Hechachos. So Rashi is right. It's all under Rabban. The Avochi Lohaya Matirin BeYamtiv. If it's the Raisa, why would you be matir here on Yamtiv? Mefarik is in one of the earlier Malachas. You're not matir. We don't do Dosh on Yamtiv. Now. The Fimash, the Masik, the Sefer Sugya, the Dafka, Ayele Shinoi, even on Yom Tov, you need to do a Shinoi, Shuvain Raya, maybe, yes, on Yom Tov, Ayele Shinoi, the Ramatu, see, it's no Raya, that's regular Melila, could be as a Raisa. That's a Melacha Mefarik. Vayim, the Shabbos, Ayin, Gimel, and Beis, with Gemara, Tsanana, Hadosh, Ramanapet, Ramanapet, Kirsh Ben Achananel, Chim Baruch, to whom Melilas, Shibolim. So the Melacha of Menapets, or Menapet, I think it's Menapets, is Melilus. Mashatzirlu, the Huderaisa. So they hold that that's considered the Raisa. So Pashas, which we don't understand, like if this is our way of doing it, this is called the Melacha Deraisa, breaking off the kernel from the stalk, the Melacha Deraisa. But Rashi says it's the Rabbana. So, but Shini Mahat Rashi Etzvayis was Mutter. Gemara Isa Shom like this. Umar La Rashi Etzvayis, you're allowed to do it with the tips of your fingers. So Shini She'en Umar La Biyada. The Shini is you're not doing it with your hands. Now, he says, so it's, now the words are, that makes sense. What's this ma'at word over here about? The main thing is that it's done b'rashi etzba'ozov, that's the shinui. When the kumar ma'ats, hanashal yimu behem rak ma'ats, ken wuchu b'gemor shom o'er l'shabes. So they need two conditions. A, it's done with the shinui, and B, the chazal were, even so, chazal were only permitted a small amount. What then? Meshavitin shall kitnius. So if I have my, your kitnius, your legumes, your things growing in a sharvet in a pot. Shall lahitzim am a kitnius, rak ma'at vayale shinui. You would have to do it with a shinui, and you have to do just a small amount. Mitzarach iyun, that's what should come out. It seems to be people are makel on this. You have to understand why will there be makel on this? The chart should be awesome. The case which people are makel on is the following. They're still fresh, and when they're still fresh, you can eat the sharbet also, the pot also. It's not considered the malach of mafarik. At this point in time, it's two foodstuffs which I'm cutting in the middle. I can cut food in the middle. It's not mafarik. This is an oichel. This is an oichel. I'm just cutting one from the other, so that's not the melacha mafarik at all. Alveyveshim, if they're dried already to the point where you can't eat the pod. Oshar mani kitni yoshen asher bitim briyim lachil. Or other besides, there's not peas, but other types of kidneys where the sharbet is not edible. Kind pool and shalonu. The beans which we have, chena shumshemin miklipasin, or sesame from their klipa, which I don't know what that looks like even. Also, kliyama b'lishinoi. After that, telechel miyad b'ayin rirlof. So that's going to be you're going to need to come up with a shinoi, and it'll be mutter shinoi and ma'at, and then it's mutter. The Machmirim say that the case over there was that you weren't breaking it apart, you're just like softening it up by rubbing it, and then eventually it might fall off on itself or whatever it is, but you weren't doing any malach at this point in time. One step, I want to go back. On the last point, he says in the case of there, if the pods are not edible, even though you plant these right away, it's a loss because there's no heter mafar, it doesn't have a heter of miyad. Now, even if it is edible, you still have a burr problem. So if you're not planting for your meat, you're taking the peas out of the pot, and the pot is edible, so it's mutter because of mafarik. But it'll be a burr problem if it's not for immediate use. You have to, not negating that point. But the fara kadog and mitecha shibolim afay leishin is osir. After that, the lechlam the altar menation near a kadosh according to Rashi, it's near a kadosh. Remember that it wasn't the rice. According to the Ben Chananel, possibly that's the rice. Abakashen is fara kadog and mishibolim erev Shabbos. If they've broken apart. Already from before Shabbos, but they're still like sitting together. So mutter lekal for lekuliyam. That's not the melacha mafarik at all. Which means I guess there's the shell is detached. Let's say you have the outer husk of the grain, and I'm separating it from that. That's not mafarik, well, because it once it's detached, just the kilo of just removing it is not considered malacha mafarik. Fil liklof harbe mutter, that's mutter, even if you want to do a lot. Kedisa megemara, because obviously, but now you have a barer problem. Kedisa to lechol alter, you want to take it off. It's mutter la alter. Kedisa the kamam b'sayv se mashin chaval v'ayin shom So it's a barisher, which barisher you only it's only mutter for intermediate use. Rachach tipo kasha after the mutter for the blishini. Now, if your goal over here is you have a hard apple, and by rubbing it in your hands, you're softening it. That's not, you know, that's not mafarik. It's not, that's not what you're doing. That's not any malacha. So it's mutter blishini. I'm not sure what the efshar is. Like, you know, maybe it's mutter blishini. Like, what is or should it be? Yeah. I'm sure what the answer is. So far, with you, we got over here. We're so ready to go into the kitchen and be Malam Alilas properly. What? Yeah.
First, show me what I would do it with.
I still don't really get what Alilas is, but that's okay.
What?
I don't really get what it is.
Okay.
I just know whatever it is, don't do it with the Rosh Hashanah, not with my whole hand.
That, fine. No problem.
That's all I got.
Be like pistachio nuts.
He'll talk about nuts in a second. Okay, and also. So therefore, I can't take I can't break the goyzim from their klipa. How do I feel like they shinui? The oisrim say it's also even with a shinui. The belief shinui, the kuliyam is also. Obviously, without the shinui, everybody's going to hold it's also. Okay. The klipa pasan on yeruka. The zedomi kimetecha shibom. Because that's the klipa yeruka, which is the outer shell. That's like the breaking of the kernel from the stalk. Now, you've taken out the klipa yeruk, which is the outer shell. You're now left with the inner shell and the nut inside. So I want to crack open the shell and get the nut out. So that's mut. Okay? So the question is exactly and then there's what's called klipa, which is, okay, now I have my peanut, and the peanut has a little, I cracked open the peanut shell, there's the little red layer, which is on top of the peanuts. I want to pull that off. So that's the hetter later on, that's the hetter of peeling your orange. That's klipa. Like you have later on in Shin Chaval. So those are mutter. Now the question is exactly why in the world are these steps mutter? In other words, why isn't this all called the Malacha Mefarik? So, which we're grappling with a little bit also. So you have to be, you should be happy to know that the Prima Gadim can't figure it out 100% either. So at least we're in good company. Vigle Tau says that the Pshat is that the malacha of, in the Seder, of, because you see where Dosh is in the Seder of malachas, Dosh was the process, the Iker malacha of Dosh was the process of processing food to make it usable just for storage. That was the Iker malacha of Dosh. But anything which the derech is, it's done, b'shas achil mamish, can't be considered in the malacha of Mefarik. So, because the nature of nuts, etc., is that nowadays it's different by us, you know, we would relate to it differently, but you would basically keep it in the shell, it's the best place to keep it, and then when you're ready to use it, you crack open the shell and take it out. That was mamish done, that was like a derech achila type of heter. So we're creating in Dosh a definition of derech achila type of a concept also. But the klipa hayaruka, which the derech was to take it off earlier in the process, so that's the malach of dosh, and that's why that's the difference between those of them.
When are we more? I mean, I think there's some malachas that we look more closely at what the malach was during the time of the Mishkan, and there's other malachas that we don't really look as closely with it.
Is
that a true statement or not?
I'm not sure. But here the issue is not so much the time of the Mishkan per se. It's a defining element of some of the malachas, like we spoke about. The same we spoke about berer, that the definition of berer isn't achila, because every achila has elements of berer in it. So we have to make a definition where achila is achila and where berer is berer. So we created this concept called the Heter of Derech Achila. So we're saying that in the Malacha of Mefarik, there are some elements of the parts, the types of Mefarik which are done in the final Achila process are Achila process and not really Mefarik. Okay, Luzim u'botnim shenishtabru v'dan hem b'klipas. And you broke and open your Luzim, which is I guess a walnut, something like that. Or botnim, or your peanuts. I'm not sure what those are. Okay, which one they are? Which they're broken up already, but they're sitting in the shells. Mashal pidiber pirgadim simin zesh yesh lizar liver oichem atachab selas ulav the hipuch. It has to be good from bad. Feel kishdai to lechem yad, even though you want to use it immediately. We shum burr because the problem of burr. Right? It makes sense. Comes along a Kiddush. I will come on with him in Tavku V'yod Hebi Magad Rom B'Shem Ayam Shal Shlamot. The Dabar Zesh Akar Lev HaKlipa Mehem. The same way we said by oranges that I'm allowed to peel an orange. I'm taking the bad from the good. But that's Mutter because that was the way that they used to process to get your food. So that's called Derech Achila. Normally, Psarlis from Oichel is called Derech Brer, not Derech Achila, but by orange it's called Derech, or you're peeling your apple, that's called Derech Achila. So over here, if the normal way is the way you would, I take my peanut and I pull off the outer shell and I pull the shell away from the peanut, if that's considered normal, that's the Kiddush of the Yam Shel Shlomo. So that creates this heter of, which I don't know, he seems to be being semichan at the end, that's mutter. I don't know exactly the parameters of it, I do not understand. Okay, Zion. Hoyuloi melilus me'er of Shabbos, they've already been Molul from Erev Shabbos, or you did Mili Lamanat on Shabbos, which is at its mutter. Okay, so now, but the problem is now it's sitting together, and you've broken it apart, but they're sitting together, and you want to now separate the two, the good from the bad. So Lo Yanapa B'Kanoin, you can't use a Kanoin to clean it out. Well, how would the Kanoin use? It's a funnel. One side is wide, one side has a narrow tunnel, like a pipe. You put everything on the big end, and you swing it, you move it around like this. So the pselus is light and it's big pieces and it's not round pieces. It's, you know, it's different shapes. So they stay on top, and the peas fall out the bottom, right? So that's so you can't use that to clean out your separate now to bury the peas from the pot or the grains from the stalks. The tamkoi, or you can't use the tamkoi pirish kar gedarlo, a large bowl would do the same type of idea. You can't even use both hands. You can do it with one hand, even if you do b'chol kaycha. You have them ready for before Shabbos, ready to go. Or that which you're mat to do some on Shabbos, break them apart. It's allowed. You're allowed to do biarachas. Why did not get Erev Shabbos? So why do we discuss a case of melilas from Erev Shabbos? Lashmina da filo hoyel harber melilas kam kein mutan apeh biarachas. You might think, but discuss the case you broke a little bit on Shabbos. So we're matter to do a little bit of nipuach with one hand on Shabbos. But if you have a larger amount, you can't. Say no. Biarachas is mutter even if it's a larger amount. How do you get a larger amount? You get a larger amount because you did the melilas from Erev Shabbos. If you use a sifter, which large holes, let the peas fall out and leave the catch the thing, that'd be the rice. So they asked her to cut So throwing it from one hand to the other, taking with two hands and doing your thing with two hands, I don't know exactly what they did exactly, is usur. But taking one hand, everything's there, throw it up like this and catch it. So you're like doing winnowing with one hand in a certain sense, as opposed to with the wind and opposed to with a pitchfork. So that chazal were mounted. Okay, we'll hold it here.